Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Busted. This week's story comes to us from Kate Morris and is titled Punk Rock Girl. Thank you for listening.
When Mark asked me, since I was going to be back in town, for this Tell Us Something, that if I wanted to have a story for Busted, I'm like, okay, what story of Busted should I choose? Oh, I'll do the one about being a punk, because I know a lot about punk rock. I know nothing about punk rock. So this is a story about being 18, young, dumb, and punk. When I went to college, it was 2001, and the world was wide open. And then, of course, two planes torpedoed our World Trade Center, and then everything was not wide open. It was horribly bad, don't go anywhere, war, 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 America, America, America. And here I was, caught in the middle. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in college now, what am I going to do? Oh, I'll listen to punk rock, because I'm from Montana, and I have no idea what punk rock is. Because I grew up in a town where there was no punk rock. And it was not Missoula. Can you guess? It was not Missoula. And I had no idea. I had no idea what it was about. I'm like, okay, so I think I know what punk is about. And I rented SLC Punk, and I'm like, yes! Giant turquoise mohawks, Matthew Lillard, dead on painkillers for no reason. This is what punk is about. And I listened to the Ramones. I'm like, yes! This is what punk is about, and The Clash is what punk is about, and no, Black Flag is what punk is about, and no, Misfits is what punk is about. And I'm like, oh God, I have no idea what. Okay, so. So, yes, I had no idea, and I was 18, and it was midterm of my freshman year of college, and my friend from high school was dating a guy on an all-guy floor at my college. And the dudes were who we hung out with. And her boyfriend was like, dude, I'm going to go see Real Big Fish in Spokane. And this was in Bozeman at MSU. And he's like, I'm going to go see Real Big Fish in Spokane. Sugar Cult's opening for them. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm like, oh my God, punk! But it was ska hyphen punk. And it's like, okay, yeah, no, let's get on our clown shoes and do some fun dances to, yeah, trombones and trumpets and the whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, this is, but at the time I was like, this is my chance to be punk. I don't care what hyphen is there. I am going to be a punk rocker, and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to wear my black tank top and my studded belt and my Converse All-Star shoes, and I am going to punk this to the limit, even though I have a Film in America final the next day. I'm going to study on my way there, and I'm going to study on my way back in the middle of the night because it's punk, and I can do this because I'm a fucking punk. And so we get there, and it's 18-year-old times. And for those of you who have been 18, everyone except for Ingrid. I love you, Ingrid. You're great. We all know what that is. It's like, oh, God, here we go. Road trip. Here we go. Bozeman, Spokane. Yeah, okay. And we get to Whitworth College, and we smoke a bunch of weed. And I'm just like, this is what punk is about. And I'm like, oh, a bottle of wine and a six-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade? I'm going to smuggle this in on my person because that is what punk is about. And the bottle of wine goes here, and I got two bottles like here in my legs, and I shuffle in. I'm like, yeah, I'm a punk. And he's just like, okay, you're fine, kid, whatever, bouncer guy. And we get in there and we get into the bathroom. We drink all of the alcohol because punk. And we get really drunk, and we're up there in the balcony because, you know, cheap seats, which is not punk. But then some dude comes up, and he's like, floor tickets. We're like, punk, yeah, okay. And we get down onto the floor, and it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. How are we going to do this? And we have a great time with the opener, which is kind of a horrible band. If you've listened to them now, they're not very good at all. But at the time, it was like, yeah, okay, mosh pit, punk. Oh, God, I'm going to fall over. And when the band gets done, I'm just like, yes, and I'm so drunk. Just the most 18-year-old drunk you can even imagine. Bad news drunk. And I'm like, I want the band to sign me with Sharpie markers. Punk rock. And I go out there and I forget my stolen, scammed floor ticket at the changeover for a ska punk band. And I'm just like so into it, and I get signed and everything, and I'm like, oh God, here I am back outside in the lobby covered in crappy pseudo punk signatures, drunk and 18. In Spokane. And it's time to just punk this out. And I assess, okay, there is a woman at the door. She is shorter than me and she has a mullet. She looks like she could probably take me, but she's shorter than me and I'm fast because I ran track in high school. Wait, junior high. And I look over at the other door. And here is a big bruiser man, and he's got a shaved head, and he's about probably, you know, 6'2", maybe 6 foot. He was probably 5'8", but I was drunk and 18. And I'm like, there is no way that I can probably run past that guy and get down onto the floor and into the mosh pit that's still kind of milling around and lose myself in the crowd because, you know, smart. I'm like, okay. Them mullets where it's at. And I just bolt past her back into the auditorium at the break where nobody is doing anything and everybody can look at the drunk 18-year-old girl who is punk rocking her way past the bouncer without a floor ticket into there. And I leap over the first two rows of seats and onto my belly, and I am military crawling myself into the mosh pit because punk effing rock. Because you can't say the full swear word because you're only 18 and you have no idea what punk rock actually is. But this is one of those instances where people say truth punk because they put the V's for U's, meaning that it's true punk. Yeah, this is one of those things. And I'm like, yes, I'm so truth punk right now. Oh my God, I'm crawling. It's really hard. And all of a sudden, I'm being hoisted by the back of my jeans up over the seats, all of my arms pinned behind my back, and marched by the security guards out onto Spokompton streets in the middle of the night. And it's true, ladies and gentlemen, like the title of this theme, I was busted. Even better, all I had to do was wait 5 minutes out there being like, oh, so this is what it means to be a punk. Okay, I feel really great about being a punk rocker right now. Here I am. And then this girl I don't even know who was with our group comes out and she's just like, she throws me a floor ticket and she's like, you want this? And I says, yeah. And I get back into the concert and I don't even have to think about being a punk ever again. For the record, I got a C on my Film in America midterm because there was no studying done that day in the name of punk. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.